Cheers!
Brought back the wine on the 100th episode.
I was very hesitant, but I'm like, you know what? Let's just do it.
Get amped. Yeah. Get ready.
Get pumped up. I'm going to take a sip. Don't take a sip yet. No, don't do it at the same time. You're supposed to talk.
Oh, am I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just letting all our listeners listen to you guzzle it down.
You know what?
It smells...
I don't know. I got it at Sprouts.
It's not bad.
It's a clean wine, you know.
Sometimes the $9 bottles of wine are pretty darn good.
You know, I was actually, this has nothing to do with the podcast, but I was actually listening to someone explain that, like, the mass-produced ones.
That was me, honey. Was I told you about that.
I can't. No, but I just saw another reel about it too. About, I'm not going to say the name of the wine, but it's better to buy like the $9-$10 one,
20 and under,
that is like, from like a specific vineyard and stuff like that. But you were talking about how like they buy the barrel.
So a lot of these wineries that have expensive bottles are actually. They have like blends. So that's where you have to be careful, is because they'll just buy barrels from actual vineyards, and then they blend the different barrel mixtures to come up with their own like different ratio, and then they patent it or whatever. But then you're spending, you know, $30-$40 a bottle for this blend that they didn't even produce the grapes.
Yeah.
Like they don't actually have a wine, you know, a vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, if you're into wine, sometimes don't be embarrassed to buy the cheaper bottles, because
I am not.
And do your research on the vineyard too, or the winery.
Yeah. I always buy a couple bottles that are like $10 to $20. And then there's always that occasion one where I buy the $50, $60 bottle of wine. Or Josh buys it. Because we went to a wine fest and we were, you know.
It was off
little
menu bottle.
Yeah. I don't know.
We were a little tuned up when I bought it, but like,
yeah,
they gave us a tasting. They're like, oh yeah, it's not on the poster board. You know, so you like a good, rich, dark red.
We're
like, yeah, absolutely. And then they gave us it. It was strong. It was good. And I go back, I'm like, honey, I'm buying a bottle of that stuff. And they got me, and it was expensive. And I couldn't, you know, I asked for it. And
he's like, I got a pony up to this.
I was like, yeah, you know, it's one of those moments where you're like, oh no.
What did I do?
Is that annoying? Do you hear the echo in the guitar?
I don't.
We finished the room?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
So we finally finished the podcast room.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing.
Go on to my Instagram and you can see it.
And we hung the guitars above where we sit, but the acoustic guitar, it like, it's hollow, obviously.
Why don't you just switch them then?
Well, I will.
Okay.
But I'm hearing like a resonance.
That's so funny.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Don't do that.
Is it sticking to the wall? Oh. Oh gosh.
So 100 of these stinking things.
Happy 100. I don't think all of the listeners have listened to all 100.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. Honestly, like if we think back, I wrote down like all of the podcasts, but I wrote down like specific dates too. Like we started it in July of 2021.
It's crazy.
Just on a whim too. And I remember sitting at the counter in our Phoenix house at that time and didn't have podcast mics, didn't have like anything. We were just like,
do you remember how we did it? I'm trying to remember how we did it before the microphones.
Did we just did talked? It like, talked
through the actual laptop microphone?
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes. And then I forget when we actually got the mics. So like, do the not judge
first
us.
Couple. Well, I think it's fun if you were to start from podcast one. You'd see a progression.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
You know, I don't think we even had an intro or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like the quality
of how we recorded. I would have to go back and listen to the first one.
I'm scared too.
I am too, and I don't have my phone.
Neither do I.
To like play it and see. That. Maybe I should get my phone.
It's okay.
No?
No.
Okay.
Let's not put him through that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I think it's like funny because like the first couple, we were just like learning mm-hmm. and trying to figure it out. And I think that's where a lot of people get muddy in the waters is like, they are so crippled by fear or like, I don't know what to do. You just have to get started. Like we say all the time, like do it afraid, like all that kind of stuff. But you just have to go and do it. Everything is figure outable. It will come as you start the move, the momentum of it.
Don't you say something like start messy or something? Like there's a saying that you use for that.
Yes. I forget.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I know.
It's all right.
Well, I mean, I think everyone wants it to be perfect and messy action is...
That's it. Yeah.
Better than no action.
Right.
Like when I first started my virtual fitness business, I had no idea what I was doing. I was doing it in the garage of our rental in Phoenix. And like, I didn't record any of those workouts, which I wish I did. And just see how far, like,
yeah,
I've come. And then I was, like, doing it in our living room in Phoenix because that was literally the only space I had.
I remember coming home from work and not being able to use the house. I'd have to, like, hide guys, like, while she was recording.
No, we got smart, remember? I would always unlock the back door.
That's it.
So you could come in and use, like, the master bathroom and master bedroom.
Change and things like that. Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And then if Mickey wasn't in, like, or he would go to, like, the front door and wait for you, and then you would see him run across in my videos. Oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? It's sometimes I enjoy things that aren't perfectly polished because it shows real life. Like, not everything has to be glitz and glam.
Yes.
And, like, there's something too raw and real and just, like, take it how it is. This is me. This is how we're going to do this.
Yep, exactly.
And I feel like this progression of the podcast and us and doing this, it is totally that.
Yes.
Right? And some days, some are really fire. Some are a really good podcast. Some I feel like I'm off and I'm just checking a box, guys. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, we and pump some, it out there.
Sometimes I feel like I'm off too. If I'm being honest, like, I look back of like, okay, July 2021, rock bottom. Homegirl, you were not at rock bottom.
That hadn't hit you yet.
None of that had hit me yet.
But
like, that is just wild. And like, to see like the growth in, at least I'm going to speak for myself, the growth in myself
mm-hmm.
has been astronomical. I feel like at almost 35, I've gained so much wisdom. And like, that's why I always tend to like form relationships with people who are older than me by like 10 years, because I've gone through a lot and most people my age just want to like party. And their like biggest prayer request is that they find a husband. Like,
yeah,
I can't relate to it. While I love them, I can't relate to it.
But we've been doing this for over 2 years now.
Yeah.
And you know, let's use that example for rock bottom. We were talking about that well before you had your rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know, thus far in life. But you had the know-with-all and the power and the knowledge
mm-hmm.
to get through when you hit it, right? Because
exactly.
We've been talking about it and we've been researching and we've been reading and listening to other podcasts and gaining, you know, information and knowledge that... If you didn't have that going into it, it could have been a lot worse, a lot darker, all that kind of stuff.
Like, I lost my dad when we talked about that,
mm-hmm.
but not the
miscarriage or anything.
The wonderful, like, circumstances that the cards I was dealt, and like, I don't.
The failed move.
I wouldn't say anything was failed though. Like, things, unfortunately or fortunately, things happen in your life and you have to be able to have that resilience to bounce back. And like, most people just want to like live in their sorrow. And newsflash, if you are holding resentment, you are like wallowing in like your sorrow and stuff like that, it actually can harbor in your body and cause diseases.
Oh, yeah.
So like, we need to be like sharp in our mind so we can be sharp in our body. So,
and I feel like when you listen through the podcast, or if you go back to one and just look at the titles and the topics,
yeah,
it's almost like a storyboard, guys, of our journey and what we have gone through, mm-hmm. and like different struggles that we have had, because that's mainly where the podcast topics come from.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something happens in our lives, or we hear something spark something, a conversation Krista and I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where these topics come from. So if you look at the progression, you could see how we have grown, you know, how our topics become a little bit more deeper, a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we had a good week, or like, you know, we're in a positive mood, and, you know, one of those topics is something that's really enlightening. Or maybe we got kicked down that week and we just want to talk about, you know, how are we picking ourselves back up to carry on, yeah. and just passing that information along.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's pretty cool to look back through those topics as I was glancing over it. Krista wrote them all down. I was like, wow, I remember certain.
I should have just typed them out, to be completely honest. My hand was cramping by 40. I was like, dang, this is a really bad idea.
But like, I look through these and I see different seasons in our life of why we talked about those things. Or maybe like there's a run of a few topics that are kind of the same.
Yeah.
And or topics that we've had to go back to because it's still a problem. It's still something that we're working through. It's something that is still commonplace that we feel like everyone needs to talk about.
Like our number 11 one was called burnout and busyness. And like, I still feel like that we could probably touch on it again in this season of our life because it's completely different. And I'm not asking to, I just want to recap and just feel the feels of hitting 100 and all that kind of stuff. But my favorite thing about the progression of this too, and I'm going to say it, is that come 86, on the 86th podcast, we switched from having a lot of cursing and just had the E. Now everything is completely clean. And that happened just, you know, this year in mm-hmm. June. And the reason for that is because we are more in line with Christ and want to be Christ-like. And also, too, we moved into this house and wanted to start
positive vibes,
our journey. But I don't know if we've talked about this, but like in our house, before the carpet was laid, before like walls were put up and all that kind of stuff, we weren't out here yet, but we wanted this house to be blessed and have only like blessings come our way.
The hand of God all over it.
Exactly. So we asked our realtor, we're like, hey, can we send you a bunch of Bible verses that you can write all over the house, have a blast with it? Like, we would love to be there to do it, but we trust you. And she put blessings all over this house. And Joshua 1:9 is in our bedroom, and that is like our favorite verse ever, and just plastered it everywhere on this house. So we had the intention of coming into this house. We are going to be more Christ-like. It might not align with a lot of people who may listen to this or dropped off because we're not like cursing and doing all that kind of stuff.
Whatever, you can listen to other podcasts for
that. Well, and that's kind of where I'm going with all of this is like, we are trying not to be, I wrote it down because I didn't want to mess up how I want to say it. We're not trying to be like everyone else.
No.
And we are just trying to be ourselves wholeheartedly because, and I had to write that down. I have anxiety sometimes, y'all. Like, I don't know what's
There's
going
no
on with
one
me.
Here.
I know. But I like it this way.
Yes.
Because same. I feel like it's not the, you know, we're not trying to be like everyone else. It's not the fluff. It's not all that stuff. And while we can drink, but we're not going to excessively drink when it comes to the podcast, so we can be a sound mind, clear mind. Yeah.
But it's also, as we were going through our journey with Christ and becoming more deeper into our faith and being more involved with the church and leading Bible studies and stuff like that, which I don't know if we ever talked about that as well, but Krista and I are heavily involved with, you know, a couple's Bible study. So we are asked to lead a group when it comes to a table for us, because we've been married for a long time and we've had struggles. What?
How long?
10 years going on 11 in March.
Okay. How long have we been together?
17 or something like that.
18, almost 19 years.
Oh my gosh. But so we've been together and we have that story, right, of high school sweethearts and, you know, all that, being engaged for 2 years and mm-hmm. then getting married. And you know, we lived before without Christ and now we live with him, and just, you know, our previous life to now what life is like. And here's where I'm going with this whole thing is when I would be talking at church, or, you know, I lead a men's Bible study table as well when church. And if the topic would come up that if we had a podcast, I would sometimes feel embarrassed to tell people about it because of, you know, the way I was portraying myself on the podcast.
Yep.
And so it was being kind of two-faced. I would be, you know, at church, I'd be one way.
Yep.
And then on the podcast, I'd be another. And I'm like, well, why am I doing that?
Yep.
You know, I'm putting on this mask, if you will, for the podcast to be funny, to drop some F-bombs or whatever. And it was fun. But as you grow more and learn more about yourself, sometimes you have to kick old habits, old ways, and it is okay to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so Krista and I decided that, hey, if we're going to go down this road, we need to do it in every avenue of our life.
Yep.
And that included the podcast. So you'll see a change with all that as well. Now, we're not taking down 85 and older, because that's who we are. We love showing our progression.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not embarrassed by who I once was. I'm not embarrassed by anything like that. It's, hey, this is the new Josh. You know, I constantly keep
evolving,
growing, revolution,
reinventing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Myself. We did a podcast on that.
You know, I constantly am changing, and I'm not embarrassed by any of the old ways.
No.
It's just, this is the new me.
Yep. No, so. I completely agree with you. And like, that's really honestly, if I had to pick a favorite podcast, I think I got real passionate about Your Health Is Your Wealth, number 49.
Okay.
Because that really like hits home with me. And same with like Fitness Is Your Life, number 62. Because I think a lot of people take for granted, you can look at some of them, a lot of people take for granted their health and take for granted that like exercise doesn't have to be that punishment. It really is movement for you. And I challenge every single person that listens to this, instead of saying like, oh, I have to exercise, like I get to move. Like replace exercise, replace have to with get to. And it really always resonates with me because I'm trying to break that generational curse of cancer and just being overweight and all of that. If there's something that I can do to prevent that, you bet your butt I am going to do that. And doing all this research, and sometimes Josh goes like, why are you doing that? Like, I think I had, I don't know if people do adrenal cocktails anymore, but I would have like pink Himalayan salt with lemon, some coconut water, and then put a little CBD in it, and it helps with your adrenals and helps, you know, womanly stuff. And that's something that like I'm really passionate about now, and like lymphatic drainage and like eating for like your hormones and like eating to prevent diseases and stuff like that.
I'm just all about the caffeine. Give me
well,
caffeine.
That is something that I like I have a problem with caffeine.
No, you don't have a problem. There's no problem with caffeine.
Well, yeah, I hear all of this like back and forth with
it
like all
week to week.
Well, And that's like why I love like fitness and like nutrition and all that kind of stuff, is because like you have, and I hate fitness influencers right now. I hate everything that's being spewed out there on social media. You have to figure out, listen, you have to figure out what works for you. What works for Josh does not work for me. What works for me does not work for Josh.
No.
So everyone is different. So stop trying to like, oh, Sally Sue says that I can't do cardio anymore. What the, that pisses, really Listen, pisses me off.
There's,
I get fired up about that.
There's fitness influencers out there saying that water is bad for you, or drinking a gallon of water a day is bad for you.
Someone said that?
Yes. Yes.
People, oh my gosh, please.
It's ridiculous. It's
please
just,
consider the source, people.
You know, and if
just
you,
because they look good doesn't mean they're actually healthy, by the way.
And if you want to live a life of veganism or whatever, you know, God bless you. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, but I think just a happy medium of everything,
mm-hmm.
a well-balanced life when it comes to living, sleeping, nutrition, working out, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is the way to be, you know, mm-hmm. We can almost make that a podcast topic someday, because like,
we got post-it notes here. We're going to get really smart into the new year. And every single time we have an idea, we're putting it on a post-it note, and it's going right over on that wall.
Oh, perfect. Yep. I love that.
So we'll have 100 topics up there. And every single time we're like, I don't know what to talk about today, we can just pull one off of the wall. You're welcome. Really good ideas sometimes.
Sometimes. No, you do.
Thanks.
But I think my favorite podcast is number 82. If I had to choose, and that's Don't Ask Permission from Your Old Self.
Ooh.
You know, from your past, or Don't Ask Permission from Your Past is how you label it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And that kind of goes to me constantly reinventing myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of us hold ourselves in these boxes and hold ourselves in these, in these boxes of just, oh, I can never be this, or I can never do that, or what happens
if
I change?
I've always been this way.
You know.
Come on, people.
Yeah. You know. And just as I've grown and we have, you know, moved so many times and just seen different, how do I phrase this? Different ways of living.
I don't know, I'm not in your brain.
I know. But it's okay to, you know, leave your old past and become new.
It's because, you know, of the fear of judgment and all this kind of stuff from people that, like, if we stayed in Pennsylvania, we probably would not be together.
No.
You would still be Mr. Muscle Joshy.
Yep.
Like, and when I say muscle, I mean like beefcake. Like, you still have muscle.
I know.
You look really good.
But like,
but you would be like beefcake Josh, and like we would not be together type of thing.
No.
So, where was I going with this?
No idea.
Reinventing. But you would have stayed that way because you stayed stagnant, and the fear of judgment of everyone else and how they view you continually. So mm-hmm. like, I'm not saying move or any of that kind of stuff. Just be, my thing is, be so self-aware of yourself and your surroundings, because that's what's going to impact your life regardless. And like, yeah.
I also think too, the fact that we are now living our life for a higher purpose, you start to take the focus off of yourself and, you know, the things that you once drew your energy to,
mm-hmm.
or sucked your energy, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, you start to live with a different mindset of, you know, I'm given this life. I should be living it to the fullest. I should be doing things that fulfill me, bring me joy,
bro,
and purpose. And, you know, if bodybuilding's your thing and, you know, that's what fulfills you and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, God bless you. Do that. But I was constantly, like Krista was saying, holding myself to this idea that everyone knew me as, you know, the big guy, the big, you know, the jacked guy. And my nickname was Arms McGee because my arms were like, I got them up to 21 inches one time.
Of course you measured it.
Well, of course.
Meathead.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that was an image that I always had to uphold on myself.
Yeah.
And it was draining. And I was like, you know, I do have other passions other than weightlifting, but if I stop being so big, everyone's going to, you know, maybe not like me, which is the stupidest thing ever.
I know.
And now I'm down to 180 pounds. So I've lost, what, I was 250 at my heaviest. You do the math. I don't know what the hell that is. 70 pounds, right? And I could give two craps what people think of me. Yeah. I get to do whatever I want now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can...
You're able-bodied. That's the big thing.
Bro, I'm going for like, what, 18-mile bike rides now and everything?
Yeah.
Like, so I can never have done that. Or even hiking. Remember when we first moved out here, I couldn't even hike up the mountain because I was like winded?
Yeah.
Like,
I think roles have reversed now.
Stop. But no, anyway.
It's true. Because I was focusing on other things. And unfortunately, when one outweighs the other, like, one will suffer. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd be fine, though.
I think we've made number one priority. You know, obviously, God, second priority is us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we don't make time for ourselves and enjoy one another and all that,
yep.
You know, it used to be what working out was number one.
Oh, yeah.
And then
hands down,
it was our priorities were so jacked up. They were just so backwards and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the things that you learn as you go through life. And, you know,
yep.
As we talk about these podcast topics, you see that evolution of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope that people listen to these and they have the same kind of growth that you and I have had.
I hope so.
And
every single one of them should be a step in the right direction, you know, towards your growth.
These podcasts are like a lineage or like a playbook or like, you know, to becoming better. And
yep.
They're each one of them has a purpose, has a season that you can listen to and yep. probably help you through a topic. But this is our story
mm-hmm.
right here, each and every week, each and every podcast. These are how we have evolved, grown to become better people.
Yep.
And I love it. I mean, looking back, I'm like, yeah, each one of those topics, I if I had to choose, was at what, 82 or whatever, but
yeah. I like
Prindle. I like them all.
The Prindle. That was my favorite.
You know.
It was so fun. Like, I love coming up with like fun names. I'm the one that comes up with all of the names for the podcast.
What? Okay, we'll give you that.
Every single time he's done like doing his like techie thing, he's like, here you go. And I'm like, what?
True. Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
it's a good balance between us, but no, that like, that's a really good point is as you listen to this, you may want to go back and listen to something else that may resonate with you just by the title in that season. Like, it's not a like, oh, you have to start at number one. No, jump around. Like, you need to figure out like what you are in need of so you can use that 1% better every single day to grow in the right direction and stay on the track of just continually growing, continually being a better version of yourself every single day.
Love it. And I think this is the time that we need to thank everyone for yes. listening.
We wouldn't be here without all of you.
No.
Like our number one fan. Who's our number one fan?
Rye Dog. Shout
always.
Out Pittsburgh.
Always, always.
But we have a lot of people that listen and check in and you get a lot of good feedback.
I do.
You know,
I do.
People will DM you and say like, hey, love this week's or that helped me or whatever. Yep.
And I mean, it's usually a requirement when I do my challenges. So there's another one going to come up in January and I'm sure I'm going to share that they have to listen to a podcast every single week as well.
But honestly, guys, like, thank you so much because the weeks where I don't feel like doing it or I'm just not feeling motivated.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself that whatever we have to say, somebody out there needs to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just one person, then I did my duty for that week.
Like, yeah. And sometimes that somebody is you.
Yeah. I just need
like
to talk.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a vent session.
More or less.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's like a practice what you preach. And if you put it out there and you record it and then put it for everyone to hear, And if you don't live up to it, you have to hold yourself accountable and be like, yes. Oh, crap, you're right. I did say that, you know? Check yourself, fool.
Yeah, seriously.
But.
I'm trying to look over some things, too.
It's okay.
I know.
How are you feeling? How did your week go?
My week?
Yeah.
My week went, it was okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm tested a lot throughout my week. But I have to keep reminding myself, and this may be for someone, it may not be for anyone, is that it's just a means to an end. Because I know there is a bigger passion, a bigger purpose out there. I'm not calling. I'm not meant to sit at a desk 24/7.
No.
So there's something else out there, and I'm just practicing what I'm preaching, and just I have patience, and I just thank God for everything that I have and that I'm able to do in this current moment, because I know it's not the end.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Do you see, when we talk about these different topics and since we've been doing the podcast, have you seen growth in yourself and I guess success in your life? And also like, do you come across situations that we talk about and you're like, oh, I know what to do because we've hit this topic before?
Yes. It's okay. A resounding yes. I think when we first started, I was very much like a noob.
Oh, I was phoning it in. I'll be 100% honest.
You were phoning it in?
Oh, yeah. I would just read and regurgitate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like was very new to like the motivation. I got it from all the different businesses that, well, companies that I bought into. But after that, I kind of bloomed into who I was supposed to be. Instead of mimicking other people, I was genuinely being myself and figured out my own voice, and my voice matters.
I love that. And I think one thing that I do is I get I get a lot of different information from different sources.
Yeah.
And I pick and pluck things that I can work with, and I kind of mix it all together for a special Josh blend. And I hope people that listen to
that's scary.
You know, but you're also listening to other people as well, because you just need that one little phrase or that one little thing that you can pull from maybe our podcast or somebody else's, or a book that you're reading or something that you heard, or maybe they have a speaker that comes in for your company and you hear something from them.
Yeah.
You know, it's, or you read it in the Bible, because let's be honest, all personal development and everything is in the Bible. You know, I'm coming to that realization pretty darn quick that like, there's nothing new, guys. It's all been.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I going with that? So like,
I have no idea. Again, I'm not in your brain.
But you know what I'm saying? Like it's you have to take the things that we say, other people say, things that you read.
Yep.
And not everything's, it's not a perfect puzzle piece that's going to fit in your life and make your complete picture. It's not going to be. Mm-mm. But maybe you can, you know, sand off some edges or take some different things and cultivate it to be for you.
Yeah.
You kind of have to make your own blend of what you hear and what you go through. And yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm coming from, is all of our ideas are just a big melting pot of a bunch of things.
Other people. And then what we read, and then what's in our heads too.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I haven't read a motivational book in a very long time. Because I feel like it is the same thing over and over. And I feel like there's an epidemic with motivational speakers right now where everything feels the same. And I don't think ever since 2020, people haven't gotten back on that train. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't found any books that really push me over the edge.
Oh, like stood out, just all recycled ideas.
Like the... where the heck is it? The Power of One More. Like, yes, that was a good book that was placed out there, Ed Milet. But other than that, I don't think there's anything else that I have read recently that's motivational that really like jazzed me up and really got me going. And I think it is a problem ever since the like pandemic that no one can get back on track to figure out like life before. You know what I mean? And I feel like everyone's kind of quote unquote numb or can't even think for themselves. And I'm just throwing that out there that you need to figure out what you want in your life, and you need to figure out what was before may not be good for what is now. So I'm just putting that out there because I have not read a good book in a while.
Well, you want to, so to that, I've been reading a lot of Christian books.
Yeah.
And God books. And what I'm finding out is, you know, with personal development and being a better person is, you know, a lot of it has Christian beliefs and just being a godly person. And, you know, how can I say this? I, like I already said, when you start living your life for a higher being other than your own wills and wants and all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
good things start to happen to you. Progress, succession, all that, you know, starts to come into your life because you become blessed and you start to, you know, God starts to work in your life and starts to do things. And sometimes I feel like those other speakers talk about, you know, fixing your problems without God.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't do life without God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get what I'm saying with that?
Like, I do.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to lose any listeners by me saying that, but I don't care. You know, it's very important to me that we live for another purpose.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to put your own wills and wants and everything aside for you to find that success.
I agree.
You know, and sometimes I'm looking at what we keep going silent and looking at is our bookshelves, and we have tons of go personal development books and all that kind of stuff.
Go on my Instagram. You can find out what it looks like. Thanks. And go, you know, like it.
I really love John Gordon because he is a Christian guy and he talks about that.
Yep.
But, you know, some other people are just strictly, you know, worldly things. How can you fix it? All this kind of stuff. And they never mention the power of Jesus, the power of God, all that kind of stuff. And so that's kind of where I want to start coming from is
I'm gravy with it.
You know,
there's a lot out on this bookshelf that I have not read yet.
Yeah, that's good.
But I keep buying new books. Like I literally bought those three new books and I just put them up there because I'm still reading my Nazi is in Paris right now.
Oh my gosh.
I know. My reading list is very much everywhere. Just everywhere. It's like historical stuff to like romance to motivation to the Bible.
Yeah.
Like I'm all over the place. Well, thank you so much for reminiscing together. And is there anything else you want to say?
No, I feel like we should, you know, have balloons and like, you know, streamers.
I have party poppers.
Oh my gosh.
We could have popped them.
Fireworks, something.
Yeah, fire. That wouldn't make anyone just mute.
Yeah, right.
This, come on, Hal. No, just
thank you, listeners.
Exactly, thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. We love reminiscing together and looking back on everything in this 100th podcast with you. Just remember that you can grow through anything. You can learn through everything and become the person that you are meant to be instead of mirroring and mimicking what someone else wants you to be.
I love that. Very well said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you love this, obviously share it, but they're not going to know until they listen to all the other podcasts. So just make them listen to all the other podcasts before this one.
The 100th one was for you guys.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you again. And if you want to find out more, just go onto our website, peakdrivenllc.com, or follow me on Instagram and I have all the posts in the world. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes, you know, they're not. They're funny for me at least, but All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, night, week, year.
All right, guys. Thank you so much and God bless. Love y'all.
Love y'all. Go be the light. Bye.